So he starts out with the introduction here by saying, having considered apologetics as proof, we know we now turn to the second function of apologetics, and that is of defense. So we talked about apologetics being both applicable for an offensive, giving answers, but also to defend, to provide answers for the reasons why. And he says here, in defense, as in proof, Scripture supplies the fundamental standards and criteria that apologists must employ. We go back to the Bible. Why? Because it's the foundational doctrines that we hold to that form our worldview, that we answer from is the highest possible authority. And from there, we say the creator of the universe speaks to us through that medium. And so we're going to want to give biblical answers for the alleged problems that people ask questions about. So we are not, however, restricted to Scripture for the data of our arguments. So that's the distinction between sola scriptura and solo scriptura. We're not soloist, we're solaist. So all facts have apologetic significance because all facts are created and ordered by God. So we're able to apply science. We're able to apply logic. We're able to apply morality. Why? Because we derive justification from God's word. And so we're able to go to those things that are discoverable, that are discovered. The scientific age was done so because Christians looked at the world and said, I want to know how God did this or how God has ordered this. And so we think that we've just turned it over to secularists and, you know, it's replaced God. But ultimately, it was started by Christians who said, I want to know how God did this. And so we don't have to shy away from the things of this world and clutch our Bibles only, although that's the foundational and the good place to start. But Scripture supplies the presuppositions for every phase of Christian apologetics.
Yeah.